formal mission of U Equals Me is stated as a movement of conscientious objectors to intolerance, or simply stated, a movement against intolerance. And the exploration of that statement really gets to what are the similarities between people? What do we all have in common? Why are we really equal as humankind? And that's what we're going to explore.
This podcast is about exploring conversational thoughts and interviews with extraordinary people living ordinary lives of well-being. Discussions on exactly what well-being means to people day to day, factors that can influence it both internally and externally. We glean insights on how to survive and thrive in feeling satisfied in life with a greater sense of purpose. Guest hosts bring fresh new outlooks and opinions from spirituality, science, worldviews, and standing up and speaking out for what's right.
It's pretty interesting. Man needs each other and planet Earth to survive. Check it out. I think you'll like what you hear.
Leonard Pitts Jr. is a columnist from the Miami Herald here in the United States. He wrote an article the other day titled, "Conservatives Are About to Lose the 21st Century." Hello, my name is Cindy Jarvis, your host today for the U Equals Me podcast. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis banned public school teachers from holding classroom instruction about gender identity or sexual orientation. The bill, which opponents have called Don't Say Gay, was signed by the governor this week. It reads, "A school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels." DeSantis said teaching kindergarten-age children that they can be whatever they want to be was inappropriate for children. He said it's not something that's appropriate for any place, but especially not in Florida. I want to share with you the article that Mr. Leonard Pitts wrote, and we can talk about it on the other side. Okay, here we go. "They have never once been right. Have you ever noticed that? Do you ever think about it? Never once. Oh, in matters of, say, foreign affairs or military strategy, one might contend that conservatives have had their moments, made arguments that arguably made sense. But on matters of social evolution, they've compiled a remarkable record. They've never been vindicated by history. Rather, they've always been repudiated by it. Always been wrong. You think that's harsh? You think it's oversweeping? The record begs to differ. They stood athwart the civil rights movement, William F. Buckley once arguing, and later repenting, that the white people's cultural superiority entitled them to dominate black Americans. They opposed women's rights, Barry Goldwater once saying that he had nothing against a woman running for vice president, just so she can cook and get home on time. Nor are the rights of wrongs limited to matters of human freedom. Every art form that ever dared to deviate from the status quo, music, film, books, comic books, has had to run a gauntlet of conservative opprobrium. As far back as the 1920s, they were up in arms over a new music called jazz. It's history that provides a jaundiced context for the latest right-wing crusade, meaning the one against LGBTQ kids. Florida's legislature passed its obnoxious Don't Say Gay bill last week. Governor Ron DeSantis evidently determined to leave no principle untrampled in his hope for March to the White House is expected to sign it. The bill says educators may not encourage discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity. It's just the latest front in the rights war on the LGBTQ young people, particularly those who are transgender. The ACLU counts dozens of such bills working their way through the legislatures in over 24 states. This includes Texas, whose attorney general has defined gender-affirming healthcare as child abuse. If you didn't know better, you'd think trans people just dropped onto the planet from space. They didn't. The former George Jorgensen made news way back in 1952 when he had a sex reassignment surgery in Denmark and then returned to the U.S. as a woman named Christine. No, the only thing that is new here is transgender people's refusal to hide, their determination to live a full, free, and visible lives in the American mainstream, which brings them into conflict with conservatism's reflexive terror of anything that does not fit inside the white picket fence of its imagination. That tendency to look ever backward toward an imagined better past, that timorous inability to face the future, heck, to face the present, and the challenges of change, is what conservatives are at odds with everyone, from Louis Armstrong to Martin Luther King Jr. to Gloria Steinem. Now it has them standing between children and their teachers and doctors. It's a cold comfort to know that these acts of invasive cruelty will one day stand condemned by history, but will they? We've seen this movie too many times to doubt it. You think that would matter to conservatives. You'd think they'd think about it. Then you remember that fear and thought are incompatible. It's almost impossible for them to exist in the same space. So LGBTQ kids and their allies can only put their heads down, work for change, and take such satisfaction as they may find it in the fact that, where social evolution is concerned, conservatives lost the 20th century. Now they're about to lose the 21st. End of story. Okay, well. Thank you, Leonard Pitts. This bill is wrong, harmful, and cruel concerning the health of all of our children. This excruciating pain is created from non-acceptance. Why do I keep asking myself, why? Why create problems where they do not exist? Leading up to the signing of this bill, critics, which include the Walt Disney Company, lambasted Florida lawmakers for the legislation, and on Monday a spokesperson said in a statement that the company hopes the law is repealed or struck down in court. Let's hope so, because it feels unconstitutional to me. It is also worth noting that Florida's Supreme Court is dominated by Republicans. Every one of its 7 members was appointed by a Republican governor, including 3 by DeSantis. So even if the Florida Supreme Court effectively rewrites the Don't Say Gay bill to make it constitutional, the rewritten law could still be quite awful for LGBTQ students and teachers. Public schools are just that. I'm slamming down my hand. Public schools are just that, public. They are funded publicly with oversight from school boards. Yes, parents and educators contribute to the process of education. Sometimes we disagree, and that's okay, but we all must agree that hate is bad. And this is a hateful move in isolating those that may be different than we are. Studies have shown that the LGBTQ youth already face higher health and suicide risks than their peers. When those kids are given access to resources that affirm their gender identity, they report lower rates of suicide attempts, according to the Trevor Project. The Trevor Project says these provisions appear to undermine the LGBTQ support in schools and include vague parental notification requirements, which could effectively require teachers to out LGBTQ students to their legal guardians without their consent, regardless of whether they are supportive. And just to note, the Trevor Project obviously advocates for LGBTQ children and adults along with their families. I mean, seriously, what are we doing singling out people because they are gay or transgender? Think of the hatred that's being seeded for being different. The shame that's being cast upon our LGBTQ communities. Shame for being who you are. The only people that would support a bill like this are people who are afraid that their child might catch being gay. and the fear can only live in the minds of those who feel temptation. Do you understand? The Eastern world fully cloaks women to prevent men from being tempted. Think about that. I'm going to hide you, so you cannot tempt me. This is what Florida is doing. So what is wrong with being gay? Is it that it doesn't fit into your religion, or perhaps it wasn't written in the scriptures? Well, the Bible says nothing about homosexuality because sexual orientation was not understood in biblical times. Homosexuality is not a sin, and it's not a sickness, so stop treating it like it is. The wicked shall perish becomes a statement of atonement if the word perish is to be understood as undone, meaning every loveless thought must be undone. This is the only meaning of that statement. What this is about is judgment. Judgment keeps fear safe, and some of us were taught in order to stay safe, you must judge others. This is the truth about judgment. Judgment makes another wrong and immediately separates. Know this, to judge is to be dishonest, for to judge is to assume a position you do not have. The actions taken by the governor of Florida goes against the universal laws of existence. Universal laws are unchanging laws of our universe that ancient cultures have always intuitively known. The higher immutable laws, meaning they're absolute and eternal, can never be changed or transcended. They have always existed and always will exist. And the law of human existence consists in nothing other than to glorify its creator through its continuation of its own existence. None of us can break the law of existence and hope that we may enter into the kingdom of heaven or paradise. Humanity's divine intention is to express its own wholeness through life or creation by individualizing in physical form. Our worth is connected to our Creator. If God is great and of inestimable worth, then human beings made in His image must be of great value too, regardless of your race, creed, culture, or gender. All conflict comes from the idea that we are not perfect equals. Did you know that in 2013, Russia adopted a gay propaganda law and it's illegal to talk about it around a minor? Vladimir Putin created Don't Say Gay, now holding Brittany Griner, our basketball athlete. Do conservatives really want to live in a Russia? If we keep up the divided states of America, that's exactly where we're headed. You cannot make change in behaviors unless you address the beliefs that underline them. You have to understand and demand that dignity of any human being must be honored. We all deserve a loving and welcoming world. Your authentic self is your gift you give to the world, however you choose to define it. No one can rob a person's importance except himself. Do not be dismayed by the brokenness of the world. All things break, and all things can be mended. Not with time, but intention. So go, love intentionally, extravagantly, and unconditionally. The broken world waits in darkness for the light that is you. It is time to stand up, shout out, in our own communities about this bill, because what is grossly inappropriate for primary and elementary students is a bill that supports loveless thoughts to our children. God forgive them, for they know not what they do. Thank you for listening today. We hope you get out there in your communities and talk about this. The real classroom lesson needs to be learned is hate is bad. Hate is bad. If you would like to join our One Worlders group for a complimentary copy of our ebook, Wisdom Along the Way, you can join at uequalsme.org. You can also find our logo wear on our website. You Equals Me Etsy store, all one word in your Google search. And we'll have all this information in the show notes. Thanks for listening. Go in love and bring in light.